Democratic Representative Steve Kagan hosted the event. The meeting room was filled to capacity with 300 people, and more filled an adjacent room. Many of them vocally opposed any changes to the nation's health care system. Tom Sieber chairs the Democratic Party of Brown County. He says nothing productive came of the forum.
There's no ability for the congressman to state what was in the bill. There's no ability for him to explain what things meant in the bill. It was just screaming and shouting and hollering, and it was really quite embarrassing.
Sieber is proposing that future events require attendees to pre-register. He says the idea is not to screen out dissenters, but to make sure people in attendance live within the district and that venues are large enough. The Green Bay event was publicized by a website called Fox Valley Initiative. It's run by Jim Steinecke, who ran as a Republican for state assembly last fall. Steinecke says his site did not urge people to shout at the congressman.
You know, I prefer to see a more civil discourse, but a lot of this is born out of the frustration that people just don't feel like their voices are being heard.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin asks that people be respectful while making their voices heard. Similar raucous scenes have played out around the country. Groups with names like Right Principles and Freedom Works are circulating memos that do encourage followers to fill halls and to stand up and shout. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.